What's up, soul family? Welcome to this Saturday Night Soul Session Live with me, Reverend LC, and I got some amazing guests sitting in the green room. We're not sure if Mike Fiore is going to make it in tonight. He's in Loveland, I've been told, so we know how that goes, and if he doesn't make it in with us, we're still going to have an amazing show with Curtis and Danny. We're going to talk about Sober App 2.0. You know, with the Sober App, when it first came within my energy, with just in my reality, I was so excited because I thought this could be revolutionary. One app that completely surrounds you with everything that you truly need for not just a sober lifestyle, but a wellness lifestyle. And, you know, the Sober App original was super amazing. And, you know, to watch these human beings grow in purpose, in within themselves, and grow in their recovery process, and just all of that, and now to come back and give us the Sober App 2.0, I am super excited for them to be here and tell us what's new, what's up, when we can start to look for it. But until then, you can still download the Sober App in your Apple iStore, your Google Play Store, because there's over 2,500 hours of free, amazing content in there. And it will give you like a great map of just an ability to get to kind of know the heart of the mission. There's some of the most amazing content creators there, and this is just going to be epic and truly, truly life-changing. And I believe that it gets us in the recovery community, it gives us the ability to start to begin to invest in our wellness, invest in ourselves. That's not something that we're very comfortable doing in new recovery, especially because the only other time we've ever invested in ourselves is not the most positive way. But listen, in every mess, there is always a message. And so that's what we're talking about, going from pain to purpose. So Curtis and Danny are here to talk to us about that tonight, and we're going to get right into it right after I tell you about this amazing book by Pamela Topchian. I didn't come this far to only come this far, and it is absolutely available. It's an amazing book. It's on Amazon. Just type in Pamela Topchian. She has some beautiful original art journals, and she's just an amazing energy. And if you hang out to the end of the show, I'm also going to give you an amazing gift from Pamela Topchian and Breakthrough Hypnotherapy, but you got to hang out to the end. I'm also a big fan of Remy Stoack's book, An Arsenal of Gratitude. Listen, if you don't have a gratitude practice yet, this is the book to get. You know, you don't even have to read the book like from start to finish. There's amazing information in here that helps you create a gratitude process. And if you want to change your life today, start a gratitude process today. Our perspective is what leads our life, and that is only changed through beginning to see the world through different eyes, and we do that through gratitude. And I'm also reading this amazing book right now called Working in Partnership with God. It is by Lou Myers, and you can also find that on Amazon. This is what I got going on in my life. How are you growing in your life? I'm interested to know. So drop it down in the comments. What you're reading, what are you listening to, and what are you doing as a wellness practice that is really, really helping you? You know, I'm always willing to learn. I always want to learn from you all, and you really could change a person's life right there in the comments for this video. So if you guys are absolutely ready to get into this Saturday Night Soul Session live with me, Reverend LC, and Curtis and Danny, and possibly Mike Fiore for the Sober App 2.0, we're ready, so let's go. What's up, beautiful human beings?
Nice.
This is this is so important to me to have you all on to talk about this amazing, most revolutionary sober app that I can have ever imagined. It's like you guys just took everything that I'd ever been dreaming about in the recovery process and the wellness process and just put it all together. And then you presented me with this amazing idea that you all had. And so I'm so excited to have you. Curtis, Danny, beautiful people, beautiful humans. And I'm so grateful that you're here with us tonight. So
likewise.
What in the world has... I am so... I'm so excited to hear about what's happening. You know, for those of us, because we're live on the Recovery Revolution live page on Facebook right now, and maybe for those who don't know about the Sober app, can you guys give us like a little quick rundown on how it came about and what this dream started from?
Yeah, totally. I'll start, because that's kind of where it all started, was with me, and then Danny came in and... this little angel came in and saved by grace, helped me turn it into where we are today and where we're going forward. So when I got...
She's a rock star.
Oh, she's just...
It's vice versa.
Our new partner calls us the brain and the butterfly. She's such a social...
That's amazing.
So yeah, when I got sober, it was... I had a bad stigma over... I could never go to rehab, although my parents... It was all of you, you know, if it happens once more, you're going to rehab. If I relapse once more, because I'd already relapsed. Lost everything, bunkered down, and I had this bad stigma over meetings. I just had this bad stigma over it. I just wasn't for me. So I did it my way. And part of that was just mass self-education. So I got a new place and I bunkered down and I was at the library twice a week, taking out 4 or 5 books on recovery, mental health. And not just recovery, about being happy, about joy, because that's really what led to my addiction. Was I just wasn't happy with myself and my life anymore, and it was a snowball effect. Podcasts like yours, YouTube videos, blogs, a big one. All the sober apps out there too. I would go through one, get off a week later, you would try a new one. But a big one too was the social media. I started a new sober Instagram. And Danny was the 5th person I followed. And it was learning from those people that really helped me a lot.
Wow.
So when I had the idea to kind of create an app, this was months after I hopped on a bike and I rode halfway across America. And during that bike ride, I kind of thought, man, I wish there was an app that really brought it all together. And when I got home from that bike ride, I found a platform that... It was, you know, like a godsend. It was an ad on Instagram, and it was build your own app. It was meant for coaches and, you know, personal trainers, etc. But when I actually looked at it, I'm like, huh, I think I could do what I want at least to start with this app. And it was bringing everything together, all the sober apps offer, but more. Bringing all the podcasts onto one platform, bringing all the YouTube videos out there about recovery onto one platform, but also having almost like what I called it originally was a masterclass for sobriety. Being taught
videos,
2 to 3 minute videos from people like Danny, from people like you, from people like Mike, teaching me how to live a good life sober. And that's where it all started. And then when I created the Instagram and I started building the platform, I was not so much lost, but I'm like, I don't really know where to go from here. And I created a post saying, hey, I'm looking for founding collaborators or founding members. And Danny ripped.
Literally, I messaged him with a little emoji, a little blonde emoji, with her hand up. And I said, pick me.
Wow.
How our relationship started. Pick me. And
love it.
He gave me a very brief description, and I replied back with, I'm in, take all my money, where do I sign? I just felt every bit of it in my heart, and I started exploding with all of these other ideas that I could contribute, because
amazing.
He was speaking my recovery love language, right?
Yep.
So I felt every bit of that. Even when I talk about it now, I still do that, because I knew it would be life-changing. Yeah. For so many people, I had no idea for me at the time, it was just, oh my God, this is going to change my life. And yes. So sort of how that.
So then on her birthday, actually, it was Christmas last year. She said, well, let's hop on a Zoom call. She said, well, let's do it on Boxing Day. And we hopped on a Zoom call on Boxing Day. It was supposed to be like a 5-10 minute call just to like explain what it was. It was probably about an hour.
Yeah.
And when I got off that phone call, I messaged her and said, I want you as like my partner. Like a business partner, not just a collaborator. Like, I want you as my partner. And we both recall, as the days went on, our lives just seemed like this is what we were meant to be doing.
Yeah.
And not just be doing, but with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as the Zoom calls went on and we started talking to people like you and spending 8 to 10 hours a day on Zoom calls or FaceTime talking about the app, so be it. Two hearts kind of connected and we also fell in love.
Yeah,
amazing.
For sure. The personal relationship for sure evolved. But even, and that was kind of like the cool part about it is that there was two things that were growing at once. And I think the love for recovery and developing this app was fueled by, it was like this consensual love that was fueled between. And so, I mean, I don't know how many other people can say that their business was fueled by love, not
yeah.
just each other, but for others.
Yes.
For sure, we're the part of, and the meat and potatoes of this app comes from, just two people in recovery who have a solid mission, a purpose, and a vision that 2.0 is now on its way.
Yeah.
Development. So.
Yeah. So as that was all happening, you know, we launched the app. Like I said, we were using a platform that didn't really give us the full capabilities of what we wanted. So what we had decided is we're going to launch this platform and use it almost as a beta version, an MVP, minimum viable product, to get the idea out there that, you know, and test out what if people really liked having a sobriety app that had a lot of resources, as in content from content creators. And we got a huge positive feedback from that. We had our beta app, which to be honest was not that good, but it was what we had 700 hours of content watched.
Wow.
And for majority of our content being under 5 minutes, that it's thousands of videos watched. So that was huge. That showed us, okay, people like this type of content. People want to see more of it. They want to see it from creators and influencers and coaches.
And people who are on the same type of journey or exploring the same type of journey or people who are interested.
Yeah.
If I was at the library and I was picking out a book and there was a book from Danny Turner who lived a life in addiction and now is living an awesome life in recovery, or a book from Harvard School of Medical talking about addiction.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to pick this one. It's way more relatable. So
yeah,
that idea took off. And after we launched the app, it was funny, actually. We had one of our, probably like our 10th or 15th call in between there. One of our first like 20 calls, we talked to someone who Danny had spoken to. I think you had been on their podcast.
No, I hadn't been on their podcast yet, but I came across it. And at the time, we were trying to accumulate a certain amount of podcasts within the app so that we had a variety.
Yeah.
For, you know, a little bit of something for everyone.
Yes.
And so we got in contact with this man, his podcast, did a typical Zoom call talking about collaborating. And talk about the app and our ideas and our passions. And, you know, in the Zoom call, when we made these calls to people, the first thing we specified was our love for recovery, that recovery, the purpose of this is to help other people. So when we explained our mission, our vision, and see that you do the thing, we would like to bring both of those energies together and put it into the app. And at the end of the call, not only did he want to collaborate, but he said, there's far more to this that you guys need to get, that I can already see, and I need to be a part of it. and we'll talk about more of that. So Kurt and I got off the phone and we were just like, I remember I was shook up. I was in the parking lot on the phone. I took the Zoom call in a parking lot because I just gotten done with an AA meeting. I was trying to just make magic happen in between all these calls, and I was like shaking in the car thinking, oh my God, what does this mean? And I just felt, I felt it. And so we just kept waiting and kept sending out little love nudges, saying, Glenn, that's our new investor partner. We would just little nudges. Hey, Glenn, we're just, you're patiently waiting. Whenever you're ready, we are so ready. And needless to say, that Zoom call that we had made just for the purpose of collaborating turned into investing in the app and becoming a partner in the app. And now we have opened up this whole new process of building the actual, this, we're going to call this, the, what are we going to call this version?
Well, it's going to be the official.
The official launch, the official launch. Version.
Like it is 2.0, but technically it will be, for what it offers, it'll be 1.0. And the previous version will be the beta MVP
right.
version.
The test.
So,
outstanding.
What we're going to offer with this new one, we can't spill too many beans, but it is nothing like what you have seen. It is nothing like what's out there. And it's nothing like what's designed right now. What Kurt and I designed is nothing. That's like the Honda Accord of apps, and we're building like
the Lamborghini,
the Ferrari of apps right now. So
yep.
super exciting.
Do you remember, well, I don't mean to interrupt you, but do you remember I made this little thing for you guys, and it was the Sober app on the side of a BMW.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just remember, you know, thinking, like, for whatever reason, like, it was super special to do that, because it's like, sometimes what others can see for us that we can't always see is, yeah. you know, and it was very purposeful for me to do that in that kind of way, because sometimes you gotta, you know, wear, you know, live in the end. I always say yeah. live in the end of what you see for your life. And sometimes when you can, it's always awesome to be so aware that you have people around you that believe in what you're doing and the bigness of what you're doing, and to be able to see even farther past. And I love the way everything was really kind of set up and fell into place for all of you, because even when we had our Zoom call together, I just remember thinking, you know, this was, and my idea was, I didn't have a specific idea. I didn't have an app or any, like, that was not how my mind thought. I just always had this wish. Like, I wish there was, because, you know, you and I both know, Kurt, that was my recovery process too. You know, like, I was gaining from every, I was pulling from everywhere to find what it meant, because I knew that the reason that I kept using and falling back, that clean and sober was not going to be enough for me if I wanted to really do this. Like, I had to figure out, why am I so miserable in my life that I want to escape from it, you know? And even though you know the big things like trauma and this, you know, the hiding of myself, for me, there was still, I didn't know how to do it. Yeah. You know, so I was doing the same things that you were doing, which is I was YouTubing it to death. I was reading, you know, everything I could grab. I was podcasting it, and, you know, and then I, because of that, that's why I started doing things online, and I started doing Facebook. And all of a sudden I realized that people were hungry for this too, that I wasn't by myself, that just, you know, because you feel bad sometimes that 12-step doesn't work for you, because it works for so many. And there's this temptation to say, well, what's wrong with me? You know, why does it work for everybody else and it doesn't work for me? What's wrong with me? But the point is that it was time for us to realize that it doesn't have to work for you in that way. Like, we can all come together in these, you know, and when y'all brought the app, I thought, well, this is it. Like, this is that wish. This is that wish that I, and I may have told you guys that in that initial call, that this was the wish. And, you know, to be able to sit back and watch all of the pieces come together to move from that place of, of pain. How am I going to do this? You know, and what I love is that you guys, it probably took me 3 years, honestly. And I say this to you all the time. It took me 3 years to get where it took you 6 months to get. And I can't not think that had a lot to do with the online community that so much was coming out about recovery.
I'll see. Here's the thing. For my first year, I did the 12-step program. After 90 days, I fell on my ass without the 12-step program. My first 90 days, I thought I was so cool. I came all on my own. Oh my God. I don't know what. So I went and completed the 12-step program. I went to steps, I got a sponsor, I did all the things. And then afterwards, I still went, oh my gosh, more. Now I know how to get sober, but I still don't know who I am.
And yes.
Now I know that I have all these crazy traumas that I need to heal from, but how do I do that? I couldn't do that solely from the program. Right around the same time, as I was leaning towards figuring out what would work for me, less reliant on the program, is when Kurt came into my life. And then we started doing all this work for the app. And it was life-changing in so many ways, from the deep connection conversations we had to the eye-opening idea that recovery is not linear.
Yes.
That there are so many options and resources, that it is such a huge world. The space of sobriety and recovery so big, and so many people don't know it because it's so scattered. It's like a universe, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So how do we get all of that into one collective place where people who are curious or need help can go, oh my gosh, I don't, there's really nowhere else I need to look, because everything we need is right here where we can guide them, direct them.
Yes.
It's like the master class, but the yellow pages, we've always referred to it as that. But now it's even more, because more than it being just resources, now we're saying, okay, here's a way to get loud. Here's a way to express yourself. Here's a way to share what you need to share. Here's a way to inspire, give hope, share your experience. Hope. Here's all these different ways to get people where they need to be and connected, so they don't feel alone, so they feel safe and loved and protected.
Always. Again, I don't mean to cut you off, but in always, because there are these temptations for a lot of people to shame away the ways that help get them well. I have this and we talked about this, like, during when you guys were talking about the new sober app. I said, you know, there is a revolutionary way that I want to help people use MAT, because MAT can be a very shameful space.
Yeah.
And you know, nobody taught me how to use it in that way, but I knew I needed it whenever I was coming into recovery almost 10 years ago. Like, I knew I needed that body, but I knew my mind had to be different around it. And so I developed that all by myself. There was no information. There was nothing. But a lot of people, you know, my biggest thing about MAT is a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about it. There's one universal thing about it, and this is my only argument. All of us come to our awakening in our own time. Mm-hmm. Every one of us, no matter if it's in year 4, 20, it doesn't matter what year. But the one common denominator is we got to be alive to get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is a very major thing. We got to leave behind what we think about, oh, it's changing this for this and transferring that for that. Forget about that. Like, that's the little sprinkles of drama that is not necessary.
Right.
That means that this person is alive until they come to the point where their moment gets to them. And then how many moments do we actually have through the recovery process? There's not like one awakening moment that happens. We have these ongoing awakening and healing moments, but we got to be alive to have them.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is a lot of argument around it, and that's why I picked, and I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it or what we are, but if I were going to share that, what I know about how to change people's relationship to that, how to let it be a tool and not the cure, and how to bring people from a place, I don't care if they've been on there for 20 years, how to help bring people to a place where they start relying on themselves and using this time to get to know themselves, and then, you know, allow that to happen, I would want to share it in that app, because I think that it's an amazing place for people to come for everything. And that's what I respect and love about the Sober app, because we talked about that, I think, in the very beginning too, like like I had some things, you know, with you guys, is like, hey, is this going to be available? I mean, are we going to be able to work things out? And all, and you guys just said yes, yes, yes. All we want is for everybody to have this app, like every human being to be able to have this app that needs it. And that was the, that was the point for me that said, you know, okay, well, I'm in. If we're going to make this, you know, something for everybody.
It was like what you just said, how we just like, yes, 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 because even with collaborators, because it seemed every person we spoke to recovered in a different way.
Absolutely.
And had something different to offer. Yeah. So whether it was MAT, AA, or using freaking essential oils. Yeah.
Yes.
Or yoga.
Like, or whatever. We realized that there was just so many tools, not like, I like what you said there. They weren't cures, but they were tools to get to the cure.
Yeah.
Yes.
To that enlightening point, that awakening moment where you add these tools, and that's the thing. We wanted every tool, and that's what we're going to be having it.
I love it.
Resource center of content, resources. I can't say too much, but
don't give it all.
But just, there's going to be
toolbox.
Education, I want to say resources, I don't want to say too much, but for every tool to recover your way, whether it's a little bit of this with a dash of that and a sprinkle of this, you get to your point. It's not one recover, because we're all different human beings with different experiences, different addictions, different traumas, different nightmares that put us to where we are, and the same thing can't cure all of us.
So that's so true.
We bring every, like, and like you said, there's so many arguments right now about if this is good, MAT. There's so many arguments about fentanyl right now. But you know what? Sitting there and arguing isn't saving lives.
No.
Opinions are good to have, and multiple opinions are even better. That's how we're going to get to a cure for everyone, you know, and to get recovery faster. Having multiple opinions, multiple tools, multiple ways to recover.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, I know we keep saying we really want to hit everybody with something really remarkable. But I will say that each collaborator will have their own profile. And in that profile, it will be their safe space to create what has worked for them in hopes of inspiring them. So
absolutely.
Start writing them down now, because we're going to be busy.
good. I mean, it's we come at things, you know. I think this is, it's the state of the world right now where we are very, like, we are positioned as the recovery community, I believe, to really be a huge part of this, like, collective, while very independent awakening of consciousness in the world right now, because what the world needs is basically the recovery process. Because, you know, we've become so addicted to identities, we've become so addicted to our opinions, but we don't realize that our perceptions of things come from our own experience, and that can be both good and bad. You know, like you said, the best thing is to have so many different, know, minds and opinions everywhere. Yeah. But when we get dangerous, the whole world gets dangerous, and we can see it right now happening in front of us. When we will not hear another opinion, when we will not offer space to that, because I think it's just gotten to where we fail to see the human being. We're wanting to fight so hard for that identity of being right, and versus our ability to learn. And I think if this app can offer the information, inspiration, and motivation that leads someone to transformation, then you've done your job, and each and every one of us have done our job in being a part of it, and then everyone who downloads it. I mean, there is something, I think, just available for everyone. And I love, so my good friend Larry Brown is in the audience, and I always have to call him out, because he's a human being that is my first sheriff friend. I've never had a friend who was a sheriff, and I have to say this about him all the time. He's a beautiful human being. And so while he is inundated on the street, seeing, you know, he's on the ground level, like on the front line, he's seeing the effects of, you know, addiction in every way, whether we're losing lives. And for someone like him, he said, you know, will he have access to providing for someone who wants recovery? And I think that that's another thing that we talked about, you know, getting it into treatment centers and being able to get it, you know, into the hands of people that, can put it in hands.
Definitely. So we've already started. Mike's a big part of this. He's basically our director of outreach. He's doing a lot of fentanyl awareness right now. He's traveling all across America.
You said Mike, and he just popped in backstage. You said Mike, and he just popped in. Of course he did.
Time, buddy.
Yeah. We're a little late. We were just talking about your
there
new
we go.
Well, we were just talking about you.
Well, you're in Vegas probably.
Yeah, I'm going to live a long time. So what were we talking about?
So, Mikey, I was just talking about how you're our PR, director of outreach, because he was just talking about there's one of Elsie's friends is a sheriff. He's in the audience and this is where we're talking. Mike is really big with fentanyl awareness right now, and our goal is to not just get in the hands of people like us that were at home or going to AA meetings. We're bringing this thing to high schools.
Great.
Early addiction. Get it in there. Universities.
Colleges.
The army.
The military.
Yes.
All of that's one of our main points. That's where a lot of our marketing dollars are going to go right off the get-go, is to
nice.
Stop the prevention of law addiction before it happens.
But to get it to the kids.
The kids, and
yes.
Give it to people like your friends who can maybe possibly say if they know someone or they see someone, and it can be another tool for these people.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it's more the awareness. So, like, you know, you guys know Andrea Thomas, Voices for Awareness. So we're Oregon University, Houston University, now Northwestern University. Like, they're not even aware of what's going on their campus. They think it's still weed and alcohol running rapid. These 22-year-old kids are having heart attacks, and they're thinking it's medical complications. Like, people need to start waking up. You know what I'm saying? They need to start seeing what's going on these streets. I was just I'm still in Vegas. So I've been inspired more than I've ever been. I went to a high school, LC. It's called Mission High School in Las Vegas. It's a recovery high school. Every student in that high school is in recovery. I met a kid 18 years old, which we got to get him on your podcast. I got to introduce
Let's
you to
it.
Him. 18 years old, LC, listen to this. 4 years clean, and he's 18.
What?
Nuts.
What?
4 years
wow.
clean. So I'm speaking to these kids, and the spirituality and the humility, and, you know, like, we think we have to teach our children everything. Not in 2022, not with the phones in their pocket. These kids know more than we do. These kids could actually teach us more than we could teach them. And I went around the room and I asked, you know, just raise your hand if you lost someone to fentanyl. LC, everybody raised their hand. You know, everyone,
that's the saddest part.
It's under the district. So these kids are, it's not a magnet school. It's not a charter school. Like, it's under the district. So these kids are getting their diplomas from these schools. So the only thing is the awareness that's out there, because there are children. So the parents have to sign consents. And this is where it gets a little difficult, because parents don't want people to know that their kids have a drug issue. Like, the parents are actually starting to become issues with a lot of what's going on, too. because ignorance is bliss. You know, like my parents didn't teach me about sex and didn't stop me from having sex. I still had sex.
Right.
So not talking to your kids about the fentanyl, it's not going to pass them. It's finding them one way or another. So like it's like what the app is going to provide is just so much information and awareness and prevention, because it's here. You know, like we had Wu on your podcast last week, Andrea and I. It's here. The laws that you're going to pass to stop it from coming into this country, it's not going to pass anytime soon. So, like, what are we going to do now that while it's here? And, you know, I'm just super excited and want to thank Danny and Curtis for their trust in me to make me head of the, you know, the PR department with the app. And, you know, like, it's an honor and it's...
Director.
What's that?
That's your title that you were supposed to have.
That sounds even better. I got to get a badge. You guys got to make me a badge that says that, you know?
Wow.
That I feel like these kids are out here using Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, whatever apps are out there, Kick, WhatsApp, so they can communicate to exchange drugs, right? Well, our idea with the Sober app is to come in and override all of that, to give these kids that same space where they can be safe, talk about their addictions without judgment, have a place for recovery, have a place to find a treatment center if they need it, have a place to find a drug alcohol counselor, a coach, a place where they can come rage in a room if they want to. I mean, it's really all inclusive to give them the same space, just opposite of what they're seeing out there right now.
Absolutely. We have to make recovery the true epidemic. I mean, because look, just while we were talking, you know, Larry is out patrolling right now, has to get out of the car because of a possible OD.
Yeah.
That's a human being. You know, like, it's easy for us to listen to the news. It's easy for us to listen to all this and forget, you know, we start saying, you know, OD, we forget that that's a human life that did not get the opportunity to have their awakening.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to do this. Like, we don't get the chance not to, in all honesty. And whoever you are, wherever you are out there in the process of this, you know, you don't have to maybe do it like this, or you don't maybe have to start an app, or you don't have to speak on stage. But if you just become unashamed of who you are and your past and what you're doing in your life, you can change a life at a bus stop, you know, wherever you are, you know, because I was just talking to my friend. There's a lot that parents are standing in the way of right now. Like, we're seeing, unfortunately, a lot of parents standing in the way of a lot of growth and potential in their kids. And I was just talking to my spiritual gangster friend and brother, Martin John Garcia. And, you know, we were talking about all of this. We're not talking about fentanyl. We're talking about gender and dumb shit. You know, not that that's dumb, but we're talking about stuff that doesn't take a child's life. And, you know, we're talking about things that in this big scheme of things, we don't need to be all upset about. We need to be upset that fentanyl is in our elementary and middle schools. And I just kept saying to him, you know, I feel this thing where I'm waiting for someone to come up and talk about this stuff. And my spirit keeps saying, well, why don't you do it?
I love that.
Yeah.
And, you know. So we got to all stop waiting on someone else to come up and do the job of whatever it is we feel called to do and let ourselves be, you know, that person.
It, you know, honestly, and this is where I love what Martin has helped me obtain in my life is it took a lot of healing for me to get to that place where I didn't feel scared to do that, LC.
Yes.
I lived in so much fear because of what these habits and these traumas that I had held on to for so many years, that I couldn't even allow myself that luxury of thinking for myself, being courageous, having a voice, all those things that are required to really, that really come from that place of love. But once you obtain that self-love and the forgiveness and you have that, like, parts of you that start to heal, you go, oh my gosh, there's so many other people that reside and live in that same fear. And once you break away from it, you have no choice but to stay loud about it and say, you're not alone. Let's do this together. Let's stay loud. Let's talk.
Yes.
inspire each other, get away from the fear. And that's where you start feeling that authentic part of you come to life. And it's yes. like, it, we're a force. We're a force.
Yes.
And that's yes. something that, you know, like me, Mike, and Kurt all talk. It almost gets overwhelming sometimes because I'm just like, oh my God, there's just so much energy of our passion and where we're headed and what we're doing and how we want so much to happen that it's like, once you get away from the fear and you can step into that place of peace and purpose, and you do it from a loving place, you feel like, okay, it's just, we're unstoppable.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
With the conversation, so Narcan Nate and I have different views, but Narcan Nate and I are actually coming to some kind of ground where we're letting each other's views be spoken to each other, right? And amazing. That's very important because there are different views, there are different perspectives. Where he's coming from it, there's facts, there's points that might save some lives, right? My point, my perspective, my mission, save the people's life. But we're having the conversation. We're not having an argument with it. You know, I made a reel, I asked him to remix it. He remixed the reel, he put out, I put it on my stories. I'm telling people to listen to him as well. Because at the end of the day, we can still support each other even though we don't agree with each other. Because there is a common ground in the sense of lives that need to be saved. And different perspectives Absolutely. On this is how we could actually show politicians how you might be able to get work done. Like, we don't have to argue with one another. Yeah. I don't have to agree with him. You don't have to. At the end of the
yes.
perspective is how you see things. I'm only going to be able to see things through my, you know what I'm saying? My life experience is going to determine my perspective of what's going on here. And I'm entitled
Absolutely.
To that. So whatever message you have, whatever you think is going to help people, like, voice your voice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If people ain't agreeing yeah. with you, that's fine. My perspective doesn't get challenged by people because I perspective in my heart, in my soul. If you're just believing it up here and my perspective challenged you, I hate to say it, you don't honestly believe in what you're saying then. You're just thinking what you're saying. I believe in my mission, my vision. So you're not going to get me off because you think differently than I do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that comes with a good bit, too, of self-awareness and knowing what has worked and having the confidence in what you've done that has worked. And again, that also comes with, you know, shattering that fear of, well, yeah. what if my way's different? And that's what we do when we talk about different things and have different perspectives. You know, the fact that we have to have different perspectives to grow. And at the same time, this is again why I say that the sober, you know, well, not even the sober, the recovery community is positioned to help change the world, because what do we need the most? We need the ability to be able to talk to one another. We need to have the ability to, because when we don't give someone that opportunity, we create things like extremism and hate. When we tell someone that your opinion is not valid because it's different from mine, or your way is not valid because it's different than mine, then we create people that are kind of addicted to this identity of, no, this is my way and it's right. And when we do that, that's what happens and creates that extremism. And I think that through, you know, everything that we have in the world right now is both a blessing and a curse. Yeah. It all depends on how you use it. It really does. And you know, with social media, we can say that, you know, it has caused some things to be, and we can also say it has really brought people together. It's divided people. It's yeah. and we got to get in there somewhere and become responsible for ourselves. We got to come in there, and what is recovery if not being accountable? You know, like, that's what we do. We are accountable. And if we can show that to the rest of the world right now, like get accountable for you know, yourself, your space, what you're doing. It's not social media's fault that you scroll your phone 150 hours a day. It's not social media's fault. Become accountable where you are. And I think that one of the beautiful things about the app is that you're not even focused specifically on just, because you can't be with so many different creators, you're not specifically focused on just substance.
Right.
Right.
Because addiction is not just substance. We've associated it you know, but that's not what it is. It'll, you know,
it'll be mental mental health, all inclusive. So
yes,
obviously it's not just addiction on drugs or
right
alcohol. It's
right,
it's addiction all across the board, you yeah know, sex, porn, shopping, food, you know, all the things that we obsessively have an issue. And we'll have help in there for all of that.
Amazing.
Like Danny just said, and it won't just be on the topics of necessarily of drugs and alcohol, but addiction in the sense of mental health.
Yeah.
Yes.
And recovery.
One of our good friends from Staystorm, he can say, not being sober, not being without substance, but of having, of being of a clear mind.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't have a clear mind, you don't have a healthy brain, that's when addiction takes over. That's when, you know, depression or caused by substance or anxiety caused by substance can take over. So our idea is to offer a resource to get clean and sober and the tools needed, but to also after that continue on and better yourself by learning about yourself, being aware like Martin does, learning about yourself, being grateful, mental health. It's not something you're just going to use to get sober and stay sober for 6 to 8 months. It's something you use, and you're going to stay on there, and you're going to learn from others, not just to get and stay sober, but to live a wicked life.
Well, so
grow and learn in different ways. There's different options. Not alone, but to have, you know, other people to connect with that have tried different ways, you know, that are being loud about their recovery, about how they're healing, how they're getting to learn to love themselves, how they're, you know, really doing that inner shadow work, really taking a hold of that wounded child within them, and walking side by side and showing that bright light and love that comes from that. And that, for me, added so much substance and value to my recovery that it's made my sobriety that much stronger. So you know, it's, I feel like it's really important to share those experiences and steps you take, work you do with people, so that it's not just, I need to stay sober and go to a meeting and teach people how else to do that. There's so much more than just that.
Yes.
It's really doing that self, getting to just really know yourself and love yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It's the recovering yourself process, you know, it's recovering yourself. And and when you do that, you know, I used to always say in my in the early days of doing this, is the reason that I wanted to heal that stuff is because I didn't want to live a life where I was always looking over my shoulder for relapse. You know, I didn't want relapse to be my main focus. And so that's where I had to have that moment of, okay, so how am I going to do this then? So I've done clean and sober before, but I was always, I mean, because I was still using at the time. I was in that 9 month relapse, and I'm like, and here I stand again, you know, in this relapse. So it becomes this moment of, I would always say, I didn't want to be the gazelle waiting for the lion of relapse. And it's, and recovery is not necessarily about just becoming a stronger gazelle. It's about becoming the lion. Yeah. And when we start to really heal from within those places that do trigger us, you know, because our triggers are our friends, y'all hear that. Our triggers are our friends.
It's an opportunity. It's a way to go, I see you. And I honor you. Good try.
Yes.
But we're going to work this out.
Yep. Absolutely. That's great work. That's amazing. You've done some recover yourself work for sure, because that's what that is. That is true, is looking at that and honoring that. You said the greatest word is honoring that moment, because you know, if you just keep shoving stuff down, which is what most of us did, you know, for so long until we have no more room in the suitcase of our soul. So now everything coming in is just raw and on the surface, and we use and we drink and we do whatever addictive habit in order for just one moment not to have that stuff be so, you know, just so massive right there on the surface.
Honestly, Elsie, I probably talk about vulnerable feelings on a daily basis more than I ever have. And there's tears. I was in tears 20 minutes before this podcast because I had a moment that presented itself. And I went, this comes from a wounded, you know, child who very much still resides within me. But I can honor her by talking about her, loving her, and doing that in a safe place with him.
Yes.
And we can go, wow, okay, sometimes it's hurtful. And we can, I can apologize for being hurtful because my intent is hurtful. My intent is to say, this is feeling so shitty within me. And knowing that it comes from a place of like fear and, you know, just being aware that it's there. And that's why I said honoring, because yes. I can be vocal about those things that I'm feeling inside now. I don't have to drink. I don't have to ruin my life over it. I don't have to ruin his life, anybody else's life over
it. Absolutely.
Sit there and present it. Be aware of it. Sit with it. Honor it. Talk about it. Cry some shit out and go, okay, this is an area that I get to see as a challenge and work through a little bit more. And that's the beauty of that awareness and really talking about it.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's amazing. It truly, truly is. It doesn't mean it's always going to feel all that great. It doesn't mean that it's not going to be foreign to us. But that's the greatest thing to me, you know, today is that I can do hard things.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The greatest thing probably, you know, that I heard from Glennon Doyle is I can do hard things. And there was a time in my life where I just didn't believe that at all. You know, even though what I was doing was hard, it's not easy to go score dope every day when you wake up broke, you know, disgusted, homeless. It's not easy to do that. It's just what we choose is hardest, you know. And today that would be so hard, I couldn't even do it.
Isn't it amazing how good you feel when you experience a hard moment and then you can't do hard things and you come out on the other end? Oh my God, I'm a mess.
Yes. To even use those words to yourself is quite amazing, you know, in the world, just to know that you can do those things. Well, I'm so excited about this. And you know, I want to leave you guys with the greatest advice that someone ever gave me. And I hope that this goes forward in everything that you guys do. It goes with me every time I click the live button or anything I do. Someone told me one time, always remember, for as many people as you can help, that's equally the amount of people that we can hurt. And so, you know, with that information, that's how I always go into everything that I do, into that. Always, you know, just being in my heart, like being in my space of loving what I do so much because of the people, not just because I love to talk about shit, but because I love the people. And I see you guys and this whole project as the same heart in just loving people and just wanting to give something that you know is available. And for anyone out here who just believes that you are in the space where it's not possible for you, I think you're looking at three human beings, and I'd say even a fourth when Mike was here, of people who probably felt the same way. And yet we did, and we are, and we're still doing it. And we all want to walk right beside you and help guide you out of that darkest space in your life as well. So as long as you have breath in your body, there you have an opportunity.
Yes.
And so, you know, I'm grateful for you I'm grateful for all the people that I've met and connected with just through the Sober app and, you know, and this amazing online community. And I am so grateful for the two of you. I'm grateful for this.
Well, you have no idea how much we just love you. Truly. Yeah. I mean, what you do, who you are, you know, what you stand for. But honestly, mostly it's just the love that you have that just it radiates from you. It's just such a profound
like energy.
I want to cry talking.
Don't make me cry.
You have been like an OG believer in us, and it's just been the shared love that we have with you too. I met Martin through you, you know, just
gangster.
Met people through us, but like you have believed in us, and it's just been this full circle of, I don't know, you have a bigger purpose in our life. I know that in the future too. We've talked about other reasons and why, but the biggest is just that we see that love that you have, and it's so valuable to so many people.
Oh, thank you.
I have so much gratitude for you for that loving, huge loving space that you have for just everybody. It's so inspiring.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That just fills me even more full, because we're just all here, man. We're just all here trying to eke it out, and I'm just so grateful for you all, and I am with you every step of the way on this. I will be shouting it to the, you know, to the heavens when it's coming out, and you guys know that I will, and I'm here to help in any way possible. And you know, I think both of you know that anytime you need anything, that I'm only a text, a phone call, a Marco Polo away. And that's right. If you don't have the Marco Polo app, you better get it, because it's great. It's awesome. It's a great way to share. So thank you guys so much for coming and sharing this space with me. It's been an amazing, amazing honor. And tell Mike when you hear from him, we appreciate him being here as well. And I just look forward to everything you guys are doing, you know. Stay in there.
Like when we do the launch, we'll schedule another time with you to hop on real quick. Another
one. Better. You better. I'm so excited for what's to come, and I'll be holding that vision for you guys as well, and we'll keep going. I love you guys so much. Everybody, make sure that you go take a look at the Sober app, the beta version, and just start getting a feel for the amazing amount of creators and content that's already there. You can download that in your Apple iStore. You can get it on Google Play. I mean, it's everywhere for now. And just that way you can just go ahead and get excited for the real version, the real, real, real Sober app that's going to be coming out pretty soon. I'm so grateful for all of you. And I told you, if you stayed around until the end of the video, that I was going to give you this amazing gift from Breakthrough Hypnotherapy. Our good friend Pamela Topchian and Breakthrough Hypnotherapy wants to give our Recovery Soul Food listeners a free full session of hypnotherapy, and you can get that in conjunction with the 15-minute consultation and a free full session. And don't let anything stand in your way. This is an amazing way to relax, an amazing way to speak right to that subconscious, and you know, you're worth it. Your healing is worth it. Try things you have never done. Try things you think are crazy. You got to try new things to get to a place. So go to www.hypnobreakthrough.com, mention Recovery Soul Food, grab that free session. Pamela is for sure walking in her purpose as a hypnotherapist and holistic healer, and she wants to help you get there as well. Until next time, y'all get ready. I got Martin John, the gangster of identity, coming in the next couple weeks to do some amazing stuff with me. I'm so grateful. I love you guys. I love you guys, and y'all have an amazing week. Bye.